Welcome back to Joystick and Mouse Video Game News and Reviews. I'm Alex, also known as Cross in the gaming community. I got J-Dimes here with me.
What's up, people?
And I got Diddy.
Howdy, folks.
What's up, guys? How are you?
Good, man.
I'm well, thank you.
How's life been since the last time we spoke?
Busy.
Yeah?
Good.
Yeah, good, yeah, good. Tim, you went to local Comic-Con, is that right?
I did.
So tell us about it.
It was good. Dulles, it was the, what did they call it? It was the Fairfax Comic-Con,
Comic-Con,
I think is what they're called. What they called it. It's run by the same people that run the Tidewater Comic-Con down in Virginia Beach. So they're expanding.
That's exciting.
Up into this area. And I was actually concerned about like how it would be because we've had so many cons in this area in a very short span of time.
Mm-hmm.
But it was good. It was a pretty good turnout. Shout out to my man John. His mom hooked us up with tickets, so
it's great.
We got him free. Willie even got him for free. I thought I was gonna have to pay the $20 for Willie, but they came through.
Look at that,
extra wristband.
Nice.
So we got him for free and met some well-known comic book artists and writers, and spent a little bit more money than I was planning to. I think I have exceeded my budget, so I'm probably not going to hit Baltimore this year, but it's fine. I got a lot of stuff that I was interested in and looking for.
Yeah,
and I got pretty good deals on.
So what's the best thing you walked away with?
Ooh, the best thing I walked away with.
Yeah, what's the thing you're happiest about finding?
So yeah. I'm a pretty big Frank Miller fan. I've been reading a lot of his run of Batman, and so
oh, okay.
They this was actually the last thing I bought. I'd been looking at these figures that they did of his styled Batman and Superman. If you've never read Frank Miller, like Batman Returns or the Dark Knight, Dark Knight Returns, Dark Knight Strikes Back, he has a very stylized way that he draws both of them. So we're at this table. And the guy had a bunch of all his toys and action figures for 50% off. And so I look down and I'm looking through stuff and I find this set that I've been looking for. Normally it's like $40. And I was like, oh, $20?
Hey, great.
I can do that. Yeah.
So is the Dark Knight Strikes Back, is that the one where he loses his hand and finds out Darth Vader's his dad? Or is that the wrong thing?
I think you went into the wrong.
Ah, shoot. Okay. I always get Batman and Star Wars mixed up.
That's
personal.
Frank Miller does a very violent version of Batman, but it's
it's a little bit edgier.
Yeah, it's edgy. He's also an older Batman. So when he's done three series with this version of Batman. He's coming back out of retirement after 20 or 30 years of Gotham having not had Batman.
Oh, okay.
So
that much older of
a
Batman.
Yeah, he's old. Gray hair.
Oh, okay.
Like old.
Oh, interesting.
Like
Batman Beyond sort of old?
Yeah. Like that kind. Maybe not quite that old, but definitely like the graying.
All
like,
right.
Maybe his 50s. Maybe he's 50, 55. Whereas I think like the Batman Beyond.
I mean, he's got to be
probably
to like
late 70s,
yeah.
Early 80s. But yeah, it's good. So yeah, if you've never experienced Frank Miller's Batman, which is also he's the inspiration for Chris Nolan's run in Batman, not necessarily the age, but the edginess of the Batman, and that's in Dark Knight Rises because he has that gap. Like that's kind of where they get that story for the gap where.
Yeah, his stuff is so like you can just tell immediately.
Yeah. Sin City.
Yeah, that was the other thing I was going to say was Sin City.
300.
Yep.
Those are all Frank Miller properties.
That's awesome, man.
Yeah, he's actually coming to Baltimore Comic Con.
Love it.
So that was the reason I was going to go, but it's $100 for the autograph.
Okay.
It's
$100. Oh, jeez.
Wow.
Yeah, and I would have been happy. I wouldn't have mind paying it, but you know, like I said, I just spent a fair amount of money, and there's no way that I'm going to walk into that con like stand in line for Frank Miller and not buy anything else. I don't have that kind of willpower.
Well,
surrounded
by all that goodness.
Just skip it.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. Well, I'm glad that it was fruitful.
Yeah, it was a good time.
Yeah. This whole week, I've it's just me and Ari. I'm off this entire week.
Nice.
We're recording this. Today is August 27th. You know what? We should start saying like what episode this is. Episode 9.
Really?
Episode 9.
We've done nine episodes.
Nine episodes.
Hey, we got to do something. Wow, that's really cool. Something special for the tenth.
Yeah, this is fun. So this whole week it's just me and baby girl. Today we went and did swim class and going to the pool again tomorrow at my aunt and uncle's house. It's going to be great.
Get the listeners to give us some ideas what we should do for 10.
Yeah, yeah. Write in and let us know. joystickandmouse@gmail.com. Let us know if you guys... Yeah, yeah.
Vanessa has been binging through our backlog of podcasts.
Oh, good. What sort of feedback does she have?
She likes it.
Does she? Okay, yeah, good.
She was very entertained by Don and I's conversation about, you know, Don said, you know, you can't let your kid be in the room for 10 hours playing video games, and me being like, but it's so much quieter when you do that. Because it's true. Yeah, there may have been days where we let Willie play video games for 10 hours.
You're human.
You know your kid.
Yeah, you got to know.
Although yesterday we just turned off the internet on him.
Did you?
And wow. Yeah, he had to find other things to do with himself.
Ooh, good for him.
Disney Circle is a wonderful thing.
Heck yeah. Yeah, we who was it? Oh, I was talking to Jamie. Shout out to Jamie. Jamie's been listening to the show, and he's been enjoying it as well. He likes the perspective that, you know, it's coming from a bunch of dads, people who approach gaming from a more casual perspective, but still passionate about it. He was like, it's something that I can relate to. So that's good feedback as well.
We got to get Jamie to play a game or something.
I know. He's got to, like, find time. Yeah, that's his problem. That's his time. Jamie, write in and let us know what yeah, let us know, Jamie, what game you can commit to. Email us, joystickandmouse@gmail.com. All right, I'm going to just throw out something here. Similar to last episode, I feel like we're doing this 2 weeks in a row, but it's kind of worth doing, in my opinion. We talked about it beforehand. We all agreed. We're going to be talking about some sensitive subjects along the lines of gun violence, you know, some political perspectives that we have potentially, how this involves gaming. So if you guys are sensitive to any of these topics, political, violent, otherwise, you may not want to listen to this episode. Just stop right now. Otherwise, we're just going to jump right into it. It was over the weekend.
It was yesterday.
Yes. Sunday, yes. Yeah. So we're recording this on a Monday. It happened on a Sunday. A Madden 19 tournament resulted in a young man shooting multiple people, killing two, I think it was.
Yeah.
And there's a lot that we'll get into, but just for the sake of kind of bringing our listeners up to speed, ABC News has an article. Let me see here. The suspect in a mass shooting that left two people dead and 12 with bullet wounds at a Madden 19 e-games tournament in Jacksonville, Florida on Sunday, carried two handguns and extra ammunition into the contest venue and specifically targeted his competition, authorities said Monday. The two people killed in the shooting allegedly committed by David Katz, 24, inside a backroom bar at a Chicago pizza restaurant in Jacksonville Landing Mall were considered the top two Madden gamers in the world. A competitor wounded in the rampage told NBC News. It basically goes on and on to say, and this young man actually ended up committing suicide. He's the suspected killer. They found him dead at the scene, supposed suicide. This brings up a lot of topics in my perspective. One around, you know, the topic of gun rights and gun ownership and responsibility there, but also along the lines of, you know, we're talking about video games here. What is video game violence ever? How does that play into this whole thing? Jay Dimes, let's hear from you first. What was your reaction when you heard this news?
I was actually really shocked. I didn't hear it on the news. I actually saw it on Facebook.
Yeah, me too.
And our buddy Jeff had posted something, and I remember responding to him like, did this really happen?
Yeah.
And so then I went on to the interwebs. I think I went to like CNN.com or whatever to see like what had actually happened.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, really taken aback, you know, like, you know, I think, you know, we all have these ideas that like there are some spaces where you just don't have to worry about violence. Yeah,
because it's really unusual.
I would
gamers
agree.
Gamers are a very, very tight-knit group, and for the most part, they're very supportive of each other. Yeah.
I mean, they'll talk a fair amount of trash, but like...
Yeah, but when it comes down to
it... Yeah. I mean, you don't think somebody's going to get shot. But I will say, a guy went to a church and shot up a whole bunch of people. So, I mean, I guess if you're not safe in church, you might not be safe anywhere at this point.
That's a really good point.
But yeah, I mean, over a game, like, I don't know. Maybe there was some other underlying issue, other grievance. I mean... The fact that he's killed himself kind of keeps us from probably being able to find those things out. But yeah, if you go out and kill two people and shoot five or six others just because, you lost in Madden,
I don't really know. Very disturbing. Very disturbing.
It doesn't seem like it's ever about the venue or the subject matter or what it was that triggered it. It all usually goes back to the mental health aspect.
And I kind of think the fact that the guy had two handguns ready, like, was this going to happen regardless of whether or not he lost? Like, did he just have
issue
and he was planning to shoot regardless?
It sounds a lot like it. And more news is coming out about this young man having mental health issues, as Don was alluding to. Mm-hmm. Don, I'd like to hear from your perspective on this whole thing.
Well, like I said, I was really shocked that it happened at a game tournament.
Yeah, me too.
Like I said, the game community, there's a lot of trash talk. There's a lot of angst when you're losing. But when it comes down to it, it's a very close-knit, tight community.
Yeah.
It makes you pause and wonder, though. I mean, what's safe anymore?
I know. That to me was...
I'm going to BlizzCon in November.
Exactly.
And I start to think... I've watched those guys check bags. I don't check them that close.
I know.
Once you're in the door, you're in the door.
They quickly peek, and there's not a lot more to it. And that's what's disturbing to me. So when I think about this, and I think about all the cons that I've been to, and yeah, BlizzCon up and coming. Mm-hmm. You and I are big Blizzard fans. I'm not making it out, but you're going this year.
Yeah.
I think about high attendance venues like that, even like San Diego Comic-Con, mm-hmm. where weapons are abundant and, they're not letting people in with weapons anymore, I don't think. Like swords or
You can come in with like foam replicas or plastic.
Yeah, so like that's a little different, but just thinking about how people will take advantage of that situation where people cosplay a lot and will use it to disguise and do something mm-hmm. nefarious like that is scary.
Kind of on that thought, so Saturday when we were at the con, Willie had been really good. Normally he does not have the stamina for conventions, uh-huh. and so like we don't spend all day, but we were actually there from open to close. And so whenever we go to these cons, he always wants to buy a Keyblade, right? Because he's a big Kingdom Hearts fan.
Oh, okay, cool.
And the Keyblade is the weapon that they use. So I was like, sure. And so I thought he was going to want the standard one. They actually had a Nightmare Before Christmas one.
Oh,
and so
that
was the one that he ended up getting. But while we were at the stand, we also checked out. They had the short daggers from God of War. They had created actual blades.
Really? Right? Sharp blades?
Sharp blades, yeah. I mean, they may not have been fully sharpened, but, I think if I had poked somebody with it...
Yeah, probably.
I could have done damage. And so you think about that, this is a vendor that's there selling, but, if I buy those blades, is somebody going to escort me out to my car and tell me, listen, those need to go into your trunk. They can't just walk around...
Yeah, I mean, they're weapons.
They're weapons, yeah. But, if I had bought them there...
You'd be carrying them around.
I'd be carrying them around.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I think about that when we go to AwesomeCon every year. That, they don't do a metal detector search. I mean, There have been years where, like, I don't know what they do because nobody
dude,
really...
Dude, it's like flash your badge real quick, and it could be something that looks sort of like a badge.
Even
like,
that, like...
That's it.
If, but I mean, and that aside, like, if somebody gets something in, I'm not even sure, like, who's there to take that person down, right?
Yeah.
Like, I don't see arms. I mean, they've got, you know... security, but I don't see anybody that's like.
I think I've seen like a couple of police officers just standing around.
But you need more than a couple.
Yeah,
like you're talking about thousands of people.
Yeah,
and if you get an active shooter, you're asking two people, wherever they are in a big building, to then navigate their way through crowds of crazy folks trying to get away
through all the chaos to the active
shooter.
Scary, man.
So, yeah, I don't know. I think, you know, I'm not one of those people that always thinks, like, you know, gun-free zones are a bad thing. But I think when you have a gun-free zone, like, I think you have to really think about, like, if something happens, like, who's able to respond?
I'm a believer. Like when it comes to stuff like this, like I don't know, I don't have tolerance for people carrying around a weapon in these situations. Like it makes me uneasy that it just because it blends so well with everybody's like their cosplay. Mm-hmm, it's just
I kind of feel like uneasy. You know, like this happened at a bar. I feel like. At a bar, you got competition, you got alcohol.
Yeah.
Like,
there's a lot of
I don't think he was there, though. He wasn't at the bar. He just walked in, right? Well, I don't know. I haven't.
Was he a competitor?
He was.
He was a competitor.
Yeah. Previously.
Oh, okay. But not this
particular
year. I don't
think at this tournament he was a competitor.
Right. I'll go back and look because that's actually a really good question. The suspect walked past patrons who were in the other parts of the business and focused his attention on the gamers. Yeah, so it sounded like he was... Like, he kind of walked in there with a purpose. Yeah. He walked in there with a purpose to just... This story is constantly evolving, by the way, folks at home. So what you're hearing today may have evolved from what you actually hear when you hear this episode.
You know, and it's irksome to me that he killed himself. Like, if you're going to do it, stick around, take your punishment.
Well,
it just shows
what a state of mind that guy is in, where he's like, he's got nothing to lose, and he's like, all right, I'm not going to sit around here and take my punishment either. It's extremely selfish. I want to kind of take one more quick pass around on this more. I think this is like the more political side of it. Certainly we're kind of voicing our opinions here on how we feel about weapons in these sort of and what they can do what security can do to prevent. I think we've all identified that, hey, there's definitely a lack, some kind of issue of, you know, they're not taking the time to check people's bags, right? Like that's a very simple thing. Any final thoughts on any of this?
No, I think as a society, we just have to find a way to do better as people, you know?
Actually, you asked me what my initial thought was.
Yeah.
My initial thought was, oh, shit, not again.
Yeah, me too.
Fair enough.
Me too.
Not again.
Always in Florida, I feel like.
It's anywhere. It doesn't matter where you're at anymore.
I know.
It just doesn't matter.
I mean,
Florida had a disproportionate amount of shootings
in the last year.
You know, people can look at it as like, you know, what are the more liberal gun laws or the more conservative gun laws? I think that what it comes down to, because no matter where you're looking, guns are a problem. I think people who are getting the guns are a problem. I think that there's an issue with background checks that aren't being done. But at the same time, like we were talking about this before, people will still get the guns no matter what. Like there's a black market out there for these things. Hey. Like.
And this also goes back to the mental health aspect.
It's, I mean, it's a legal market. I mean, you know, in the state of Virginia, like if
you can walk into a gun show and buy a gun.
Yeah.
Yeah. But like making it more, having more background checks enforced.
Yeah. Well, but I mean, but like, not even that.
Because this dude was unstable, and there was documents of it. You know, Don, sorry, what are you saying?
I think it should. We have licenses and training and registries for everything else in this country. I can't even go buy a car without getting it registered, without getting it licensed, right. without getting a license to that I know how to operate it. I don't understand why it can't be that way for guns. I just don't understand.
To play devil's advocate on that, you do in Chicago, and it hasn't helped.
Yeah. That's true.
I mean, one of my best friends lives in Chicago, and he's a gun owner.
Yeah, but don't they just go across the border? They go somewhere else, buy the gun, and come back, right?
I mean, I don't know.
That's a good question.
I mean, I don't know. But I know, like, to be a legal gun owner in Chicago, you have to jump through hoops. You can't even buy ammunition in the city of Chicago without an ID that says you are allowed.
But I think the problem is you can go an hour away.
Yeah, where it's not.
Walk in somewhere and buy one.
Yeah, that's a good point. And for our listeners at home, if you guys want to weigh in on this topic, we certainly see it in a variety of perspectives. There's certainly no...
there's no met. There, I won't use that term for it.
Well, there's no way
to But it has to be a comprehensive thing, too. You can't just put gun laws in place. Yeah. That's not going to stop everything. There has to be, you know, a national database. There has to be mental health.
Yeah, there's got to be a lot of
care that goes into it. There has to be.
Yeah. I'll tell you. I mean, when you fill the paperwork out to buy a gun in the state of Virginia, there are mental health questions there. You know, and then that gets run against the state police. I'm not sure what databases the state police look at and how that bounces off, but theoretically the check is there. Like, you know, how it works on the back end, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, let us know your thoughts. We're certainly this is not a this is a very tumultuous topic, I think, in today's political climate. Our attempt here is to bring it forward as a more I'm trying to think of the wording to use here. We're trying to be considerate of this topic because of the sensitive nature of it all. And we want to have a reasonable conversation around it. So if it's something that you guys want to bring forward and write into the show and share your thoughts on the situation in a meaningful, constructive way, feel free to email joystickandmouse@gmail.com. You know, the other piece to this is around video game violence. I think we've talked that up a bit in other episodes. I think that what it ultimately... what I'm afraid of, I guess, is what I'm trying to say is that we're going to see people coming out of the woodworks like, oh, you see these gamers, they're a bunch of violent people, you know, just like those Muslims are all violent people.
Yeah, I don't think it has, like I said, I don't think it has anything to do with the venue or the things surrounding it.
Yeah, and I think science has, or studies have shown that, I mean, they haven't been able to find a direct correlation.
There have been enough studies
between... You know,
there's
people
no
that
correlation.
Play
they try resurrecting these things all the time.
I think, I don't know if it was somebody, it might have, I think it was like a state politician in Florida that said that after the Florida shooting, you know, blame it on those video games. So, I mean, nobody blames it on violent comic books. You know what I mean? Like, you know, nobody looks at the kid who's always getting in a fight.
I bet they did.
Learned that through reading comics.
I bet they did. Like back in the day. Remember, like when TV started becoming
maybe,
a thing.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, oh, that all that TV is now rotting our kids' brains. Which you know.
I mean, we like to blame violence on
everything but the root issue.
But nobody looks at a girl who's like promiscuous and be like, well, you know, maybe she shouldn't watch those movies.
Maybe she shouldn't be playing so much Grand Theft Auto,
right?
Where there's all those boobies.
I don't know. It seems to be kind of a one way street on that. Like, that's violence is video games, but nothing else is anything. You know.
Yeah. Any final thoughts, Don?
No.
Yeah.
We got to do better.
Yeah, we got to do better, man. We as people, we as Americans,
we
as
humans, we as human beings. I've said this to my wife. It is obvious to me that anybody that does this is mentally ill, because I don't know how you point a weapon at another human being and pull the trigger.
Yeah, I don't know either. I couldn't.
I don't understand how you do it.
The only way that I could ever see doing that is just for, like, if somebody is
hurting, for self-preservation.
Yeah, for my daughter, for my wife, like, if somebody is trying to do something to them and kill them, like...
Yes, you could, but...
It wouldn't be easy. Don't get me wrong.
It wouldn't be easy, oh my God, it would haunt you forever.
Actually, that would be pretty easy.
Yeah, I don't think pulling the trigger would be hard in the moment, right? Because you're not
talking... If you're protecting your family, that's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
Yes, the ramifications would probably stick with you.
That's what I'm trying to say. Yes.
But I don't think that part would be hard.
Yeah.
This is
a tricky subject, man. It's brutal. This whole thing is brutal. We got to be better. All right. Well, we're going to bring up a video game that J Dimes here has been playing. This has been out for a little while, but we're going to talk about it anyway. Here is the video game spotlight.
Yes, and the reviews were so mixed. I was surprised.
2 years later, I have finally started playing Overwatch.
Yes. Oh, please tell me you did Hamster Boy.
I did play.
Oh my God,
Hamster.
It's so cool.
So
Wrecking Ball.
The first thing that got me was that you can only choose players that aren't already taken, right? So you can't have two hamsters or two divas or two mercies.
Correct.
So, I played Mercy or Diva on one match, and then the next match, somebody else on the team already had Diva, so I had to pick somebody else. I thought it was fun. It was kind of hard to follow.
It's hard to follow.
Just like in the process of like identifying, okay, this is the bad person. So like we started off in like one of the trainings, like a training match, which also was very different to me because I was playing in a training match with real people.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, like I'm used to like Call of Duty. So when you play training, like you're not there are no real people involved. It's like you and the bots, right? But I didn't really have me and the bots. There were other real people along with some bots, I assume. But it was very interesting. We played, I don't know if Capture the Flag would be the right. It was more like Domination. Like if you've played Gears and like you have like a location where you have to hold a particular location.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought it was really fun. You know, some of the people's, like, some of the weapons I felt like I played as Tracer.
Yeah.
One of the things that I was like, her guns really don't do anything. Like, they're... So I was like, so there has to be...
She's tough to play.
Yeah.
She's tough to play well.
Which is funny to me because she's the face of the game.
Yeah.
So, like, you figure that would probably... They'd want to make that the most accessible person. I played as... I think the guy I had the most fun playing with was... is it Hammerfist?
Doomfist.
Yeah. So Doomfist was cool. You can do the shield. He has like the special where he slams his hammer into the...
Oh, no. That's Reinhardt.
Maybe
it was Reinhardt.
Yeah, no, because Doomfist is the guy. He has a giant... He has like a giant metal fist that he punches people with.
Okay, so it was Reinhardt.
It was Reinhardt. Yeah, I love Reinhardt.
I wasn't quite sure what his special did because I didn't seem to ever kill anybody with the special.
I forgot what it's called. I just know that he yells hammer down and he slams his hammer down and it causes a ripple effect on everything in front of him and it knocks everybody down.
Mm.
So that then they're stunned so you can walk up and start swinging.
So
or it's actually, this is where it gets a little meta, is it's like you could bring everybody together using, so Zarya is another character. She's the big Russian lady and her ultimate ability is she brings in all the enemies into a single spot and then you can slam them all down using Reinhardt's and then D.Va can fly in and use her detonate ultimate ability. So like there are ways that you can chain all these ultimates.
So the team working is if you can chain.
You want to chain.
And that's the whole point. And that's what's hard about Overwatch is constructing your team correctly and seeing what the other team has and countering that.
So, all right. So I'm going to go back four episodes ago when we talked about Overwatch as an Olympic game.
Yeah.
Now, see, that to me makes a lot more sense.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yep.
Is that now you're requiring teamwork as opposed to, you know, just like, you know, people playing.
A lot.
Yeah. A lot of teamwork, a lot of countering, and a lot of.
So you liked Reinhardt. Reinhardt's my favorite tank. And he's the guy actually this season around I've gotten the most play time out of. And you talked about what was really funny, you bringing it up, was you're like, oh, you can only be one character. It's not like you can have all the same. So when the game first came out, they didn't have a limitation. So you would have like all these you would basically like on the maps where you would have to move a payload, Reinhardt would sit on top of the shield and then everybody else would be Bastion and like jump on top of the payload, go into turret mode, and then just sit behind Reinhardt's shield and just start mowing people down as they would see him. So there was like a ton of ways that people started really cheesing stuff. Yeah, so they ended up fixing that rather quickly. Yeah. And now that there's an arcade mode, though, that's called Unlimited Heroes, which lets you kind of do it however you want. But Reinhardt is your favorite so far? Is that
so
the one?
So far. So I played as D.Va. I played as Mercy.
Mercy's fun.
She's fun as a healer. It took me a minute to realize that like her primary weapon didn't actually kill people. That it was a healer gun.
Oh yeah,
and then you got to switch weapons to.
If you right click, it does something different.
Yeah, that's the other thing. You can empower people with her too. So if you were let's say that you were healing up Reinhardt and then he's running in and like if you wanted him to do more damage, you use your alternate fire with the staff and she actually makes him do more damage instead.
Oh.
So there's a lot of versatility with her.
Did not know that.
Yeah, it's really
learning
fun.
All sorts of stuff.
That's how I got to play the game once.
Yep.
I empowered Reaper just as he was going to
that
do
was
it.
Me.
Just
that
as
was
he
when,
was going
yes,
to do his
yeah,
ultimate.
Because I went and did my ultimate and I remember that.
So I think it's a great game. I don't know, I don't know if Blizzard actually has any ideas to do Overwatch 2, but I'm not really sure that there's a
I don't think so.
There's a reason to. Like, I feel like the way that they've constructed the game and continuously add content, and it's all free content. It looks like really, I think is great.
They make their recurring revenue through the loot boxes,
and they're
if you want
killing
to
it too with loot boxes.
So here's the thing: I got the Game of the Year edition, right, and it comes with 10 loot boxes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
is there any benefit to like waiting to open the loot boxes till later versus doing it now?
No,
I mean unless you wanted to chance the potential of a new character that comes out that you really like that you wanted some kind of aesthetic for.
Is that all that's in there is just aesthetics?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Aesthetics, voice lines, emotes, stuff like that.
Because all the weapons are pretty much set.
Yeah.
You don't get like new guns or anything.
No, the only changes to the guns and weapons that you get is when you go through competitive mode and you accrue enough points to actually get a golden version of the weapon that your hero uses. But you can only get it for one hero at a time. So like eventually you can get gold weapons for all the heroes, but you have to keep accruing all these points and everything. So Don, you haven't played Overwatch in a while, have you?
A bit. Yeah. I'll jump in it every once in a while.
So who's your go-to?
Oh, Tornberg. I love Tornberg. It's my favorite.
Bjorn.
So I'm surprised.
Tornborn.
Bjorn. Yeah, Bjorn.
But I wonder if crossplay in Overwatch is something that we'll see.
With its focus on competitive play, I highly doubt it because people with a mouse and keyboard have a clear advantage.
Yes, absolutely.
It's
but
so
you don't
much
play
easier.
With a mouse and keyboard, do you?
Oh, I do. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I thought you played with a controller.
No, I have trouble with controllers and first-person shooters because I have tremors in my thumbs.
Mm.
You see how they shake?
Yeah.
It's hard.
Do you know? They're okay. So
even if you mess with the sensitivity.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh, man,
it's not fun.
Blizzard. Damn it. Make that ultra wide. Why is that? That is the only Blizzard game that's not ultra wide.
Really?
Really?
Oh yeah. So Don got a new ultra wide monitor.
So what do you see when you play ultra wide?
So here's I've always said you can't have a monitor that's too big. The monitor was too big.
how big was it?
I had a 43-inch 4K monitor.
Yeah,
it was too big.
That's a big monitor.
Because
but it's probably great for like everything else.
If you could sit back from it, but sitting at a normal desk, it was too big.
Because
you can't see all of the screen at once.
I feel like 30 is kind of like the max.
And so it made it hard, and it gave you a crick in the neck because you're always looking up, and it was...
Yeah.
So I got a 35-inch ultra-wide with just basically two 24s sitting side by side.
It's amazing.
With no
it
bar
so
in the
good,
middle.
Guys. At so, home, it looks so good.
World of Warcraft is gorgeous. It's just amazing.
Yeah, you get to look all around.
And even Diablo plays in ultra-wide mode.
Does it?
So you get to see the whole thing. It's
oh, that's great.
The whole map. Overwatch has the bars on the side.
Oh, man, that's such
I was like, you could be kidding me. This is the one game where you'd want to see everything. You'd want to see...
But you know what? I could see that being an advantage.
I sort of understand why they don't do it, because it'd be an advantage to see more of the playing field.
But you know what? On other competitive games, even like WoW, like there's some... There's something to be said.
I don't
know
if you went into WoW Arena if it would show you, because it shows you more of the environment.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying. Anyway, I'm glad you like him, man. Junkrat's my favorite.
Who?
Yeah,
Junkrat. He's the guy that lobs grenades, and he's a crazy looking Australian dude with
my second favorite
fiery
is Mercy.
Hair.
Yeah, okay. Believe it or not, it's the only game I've ever healed in.
Oh, she's great though.
I enjoy playing Mercy.
Zenyatta is a favorite of mine, and he's a healer. He throws orbs at people.
So who's the So like I was in the comic shop up the street from my office, and they had Overwatch baseball caps, and one of them was like blue with like a pink rabbit outline on it.
Oh, that's D.Va.
Oh, that's a D.Va.
Is that the D.Va?
Yeah. Oh man. And by the way, on the topic of Overwatch, I think that Blizzard's talking about making a movie, an Overwatch movie.
It's also 50% off.
There's lore. Yeah, there you go. There's lore where they could. They could make movie after movie.
And the animations.
And never...
They actually just came out with a new D.Va animation. Yeah. I don't know if you guys saw it. It looks so good. People are calling it the friend zone because you'll just have to watch it and see. I think it's funny. Though I think it's okay that she's a female and just happens to have a male friend, too. I think that's perfectly valid. Mm-hmm. Hey, I think that's okay. They have full capability of making these beautiful animations. I've been saying that they should do that as a
full-length movie.
A full-length movie, yeah, and even Warcraft. Like, even the live-action thing was great and all. Their cinematics for WoW
they're
are
fantastic,
far
yeah.
and beyond anything.
This new expansion.
Something else,
the
man.
Cinematics have been incredible.
Yeah, they're
just
so fun.
Just incredible.
They're so fun. Anyway, we'll get Tim in there. One day, you gotta get Tim.
I gotta build a computer first.
Right, you got your motherboard sitting right up there, my man.
Motherboard.
Get that.
Sink.
Stuff right there. You gotta get all that stuff. All right. So the game of the week was Overwatch. I'm glad that you're finally playing it, dude. I'm glad that you're enjoying it.
I am.
We'll get you on PC and you get to play with the two of us.
Oh, you're playing on? What are you playing on? PlayStation.
Xbox.
Yeah, of course, man.
I didn't have the PlayStation when I bought the game.
Yeah, you didn't. That's all right.
I don't know. I've never played it on a controller. I don't know what that'd be like.
I don't know. I've got it down to such a science. And if you ever want to watch me, I'm just going to plug this. You ready? If you ever want to watch me play Overwatch,
you should watch.
On fb.gg/cross715. That's the Facebook gaming stuff. All right, guys. That's a show. Let's wrap it up. All right. So, again, if you'd like to reach out to us and contribute at all to the conversation, email joystickandmouse@gmail.com. Don Diddy, where can they reach you?
Facebook.com/Diddy.
Yep. D-I-D-D-I.
Yep. And Diddy_AIE on the Twitters.
On the Twitters. How about you?
On Twitter, I am @JDimes. And on the Gram, I am @J_Dimes. Because somebody had stolen
that son of a bitch.
And you can also follow the. I have been trying to make the joystick_mouse Twitter account more active.
Yeah, good.
Couple weeks, so.
Yeah, follow us there too. We do a lot of stuff on Facebook as well, so you can find Joystick and Mouse on Facebook. Thank you, everybody, for listening. We'll see you next time.
See you, folks.
See you later, guys.
If you like this show, check out more great content at incastmedianetwork.com.